This is the operator. Today's conference call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Thank you.
Good morning to everybody. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Yes, we can.
Excellent. This is Brian Jackson, Victor Echo 6, Juliet Bravo, Juliet in Airdrie, Alberta, your amateur radio moderator for today. Through the help of the amateur radio volunteers and the crew on the International Space Station, we hope to soon establish ham radio contact with the International Space Station as it flies over the Earth about 300 kilometers above our head towards northeastern Australia. The ISS is currently flying over the Indian Ocean and is on a northwest to southeast heading, whizzing along at around 28,000 kilometers an hour. This is all accomplished with ARIS, amateur radio on the International Space Station. ARIS is a consortium of ham radio volunteers from nine nations that develop and operate the amateur radio station on the ISS. Some members of ARIS are the American Radio Relay League, the Worldwide AMSAT Radio Amateur Satellite Corporations, the Canadian Space Agency, the European Space Agency, Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, and the Russian Federal Space Agency. Today's contact will be performed using the Amateur Radio Telebridge Network, a worldwide network of amateur radio ground stations that enable students to talk to the ISS. The amateur radio ground station that will establish contact with the ISS is Victor Kilo 4, Kilo Hotel Zulu, at Glendon, Queensland, Australia, operated by Shane Lynn, VK4KHZ. Thanks for helping us out today, Shane.
That's a real pleasure, Brian.
We also have with us John S., AG9D, who will be providing audio on the Echolink and IRLP systems. Thanks for helping out, John. We have about 4 minutes until contact time. Our contact today is with Tim Peake, KG5BVI, who will be operating NA1SS on board the International Space Station. Tim will be talking with students at the Briar Green Public School in Nepean, Ontario, Canada. The ARIS mentor for this contact is Steve McFarlane, VE3TBD. At this time, we'd like to ask teacher Nathan Hobson to please briefly tell us about Briar Green Public School and the members taking part today.
Hi, Brian. I'm Nathan Hobson. I'm a grade 6 teacher at Briar Green Public School. We are a K-6 school, an open concept school in West Ottawa. And we have an amazing group of students, about 250 students. And we have a wonderful community which comes together made up of students, teachers, and parents. And one thing we like to do is celebrate our community. Like each year, we celebrate Chinese New Year and we do a parade through our school. It's one example of what we do. We celebrate every year Terry Fox through a run through our grounds. And we have many, many other examples of how we come together as a community.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Greetings to everybody at Briar Green Public School. We're looking forward to the experience today. Shane, before the contact begins, would you tell us a little bit about VK4KHZ, your ham radio station, where you are, and how do you like to handle the conversation today?
Sure. Thank you, Brian, and welcome everyone. Well, the VK4KHZ amateur station that we're operating today will comprise of a Yaesu FT847 transceiver, driving an amplifier. The antennas that we'll use today, there is a combination of antennas, and we'll be continually switching between different polarizations to maximize the signal where possible. In addition to that, we'll also be running the ham TV receive station in the hope that we'll be able to get some video lock from Tim Peake as he passes today. Now, my location, I'm about 200 kilometers inland from the city of Mackay in central Queensland, where it's 1:17 a.m. in the morning here at the moment. And obviously the first person that will come up to the microphone will be Freddie. So Freddie, just make sure that you're ready to go. As soon as I make the comment, please go ahead, Briar Green Public School, with your first question. Okay, back over to you, Brian.
Excellent. Thanks, Shane, and we're looking forward to this. Good luck to you. remember to everybody in the audience that what we're doing on the International Space Station is an experiment, so we can never tell the results, either positive or negative, until the experiment's over. To students in Briar Green, if you're asking a question, make sure that you say the word over. That's the sign to Tim that you're done asking the question, and he'll start his answer at that point in time. Just a reminder to everybody in the audience, if you've got cell phones or pagers, please turn them off, turn them on to silent, and thanks for listening very closely to the questions. In about 1 minute, the station should be passing up over Australia. So, Shane, it's all yours. Good luck to you.
No problem at all. Thank you, Brian, and thank you, everyone, and welcome to everyone that's on the BATC server, and good morning to Gaston and Tony as well. Okay, well, based on my prediction, we have about 1 minute and 20 seconds to go before we have acquisition of signal. My antennas are now currently tracking into position, getting ready. So hopefully in about 30 seconds, if Freddie can be up at the microphone and ready. Now, I'm going to start calling shortly. Don't be too concerned if we don't get contact immediately. So it may take a few calls until we actually maintain contact with Tim Peake. But the moment I do, when we have a good clear signal, I'll just simply say, please go ahead, Briar Green, with your first question. So that'll be your key, Freddie, to ask your first question. Okay, so everyone in their positions, and the space station is about to reach my location. Please stand by. Calling NA1SS, NA1SS, NA1SS. This is Victor Kilo 4 Kilo Hotel Zulu, VK4KHZ, calling for a scheduled contact. Can you receive? Over. Calling NA1SS, NA1SS, NA1SS. This is Victor Kilo 4 Kilo Hotel Zulu, VK4KHZ, calling for a scheduled contact. Can you receive, Tim? Over. Calling NA1SS, NA1SS, NA1SS. This is Victor Kilo 4 Kilo Hotel Zulu, VK4KHZ, calling for a scheduled contact. Can you receive, Tim? Over. Good morning to you there, Tim. A little bit scratchy at the moment. You're just coming up over the horizon. Tim, my name is Shane. And just for your information, we have the Ham TV receive going in the background. Tim, we have the students of Briar Green Public School in Nepean, Ontario, Canada. Can you receive at the moment? Over.
It's great to be talking to Briar Green Public School in Ontario, Canada. Good afternoon. Over.
Okay, thank you, Tim. Please go ahead, Briar Green, with your first question.
Hi, Timothy. Good morning. It's a pleasure to speak to you again, Teacher Lauren McFarlane, and here's our first question.
Hi, my name is Freddie. My question is, what type of things do you miss when you've been at the ISS for a long time? Over.
Well, you know, after 6 months on board the space station, the thing I miss the most is my family and friends, so I'm looking forward to seeing them on Saturday when I get back. Over.
Hi, my name is Aaron. The rocket launch stage is one of the most dangerous moments. What did you think about at that period? Are you scared? Over.
You know, that's a great question, but our training is so good that we don't really get scared. We're focusing very hard on doing our checks and our procedures and making sure that everything is running smoothly. So that's what we're thinking of during the rocket launch. Over.
Hi, my name is Jennifer. What was the hardest part of your training experience that you had to go through before you went to space? Over.
Hi, Jennifer. I think that the most difficult thing is having to retain so much information. We get trained on all sorts of things, from the science experiments to maintaining the space station, from doing spacewalks, robotic operations, over a three-year period. And it's hard to remember all that information over 3 years. Over.
Hi, my name is Tim. How do you handle being away from your family and friends for such a long time? Over.
Hi, Tim. We're very lucky because we get to speak to our family using a telephone system, voice over the internet system, so we can call our family every day, and once a week we get a video conference with them as well. So that helps us to keep in touch with our family. Over.
Hi, my name is Chloe. When you were a little boy, did you dream of becoming an astronaut, or did you decide when you were older? Over.
Hi, Chloe. Well, I certainly dreamt of becoming an astronaut when I was a small child, and then I loved aviation and flying as a teenager, and I was very lucky to have a great career as a helicopter pilot with the British Army, and that led me on to becoming an astronaut. So it went from a dream into reality for me. Over.
Hi, my name is Ben. How does it feel to be without gravity in space? Over.
Hi, Ben. Well, you can probably see me, hopefully, on the ham TV and on the ham video, and it's great being in zero gravity floating around. It's very relaxing. Over.
Hi, my name is Max. How is your sleep affected by being in space? Over.
Hi, Max. You know, I don't think we sleep quite as well up here as we do back on Earth. We tend to sleep a little bit less and also perhaps a bit lighter. Some astronauts sleep really well. I sleep okay up here on the space station, but perhaps not as good as back on Earth. Over.
Hi, my name is Maxim. We'd like to know what happens if you are sick or get injured while in space or in a spaceship. Over.
Hi, Max. Well, we're all trained to quite a high level of first aid, and we have a great medicine capability up here, medical capability on the space station. But most importantly, we got brilliant support from Mission Control and the flight surgeons on the ground who would help us deal with any medical emergency on board. Over.
Hi, my name is Malcolm. What is it like being in a microgravity environment and then coming back to Earth? Over.
Malcolm, well, I'm going to have to tell you that when I get back down to Earth, because this is my first mission to space. So I've been enjoying microgravity for 6 months, and on Saturday it's going to feel very strange for me coming back to Earth, and it'll probably be quite painful for the first couple of days as my body readjusts back to Earth's gravity. Over.
Hi, my name is Rebecca. What do you do in your spare time? Over.
Hi, Rebecca. That's a great question. You know, in our spare time, we mostly look out the window and take photographs of planet Earth, which is absolutely stunning. And also, of course, we can call friends and family from the space station, and some of us like to use social media for keeping in touch with people on Earth as well. Over.
Hi, my name is Jake. How much electricity does the space station use? Over.
Jake, that's a great question. You know, we generate a lot of electricity from the solar panels, probably enough to power 90 houses, 90. So that's a lot of electrical power that we generate. We don't use it all of the time, but we charge up batteries so that when we go into the shadow of the Earth, our batteries supply the electricity during that part of the orbit. Over.
Hi, my name is Melania. How do you communicate, and how often do you communicate with your family down on Earth? Over.
Hi, Melania. Well, I probably call my family about once every day just for a short chat to check everything's okay. Like I said, once a week we get this video conference, which is really nice. So it's a great capability to be able to talk to your friends and family from space. Over.
Hi, my name is Neil. How many hours are you able to spend outside the space station with your suit on? Over.
Hi, Neil. Yeah, we probably spend a maximum of about 8 hours, maybe 9 hours at a real stretch in the spacesuit. That's as much as it could do outside in one spacewalk. We normally only go outside to do either science activities or maintenance, mostly maintenance of the space station. Over.
Tim, if you can please give us a wave, we've got you on video. Over.
Hi, Timothy. Teacher Lori McFarlane again. We've got you on video. The kids are thrilled. Over.
Hi, guys.
Hi, my name is Luke.
Good afternoon. I'm glad you can see me on the ham video as well. Hi, welcome on board the International Space Station. Over.
Hi, my name is Luca. What was the most dangerous situation you have ever experienced in the ISS? Over.
Hi, Luca. Well, thankfully, we haven't had any really dangerous situations. We trained for them. We trained for fire, depressurization, and in case ammonia gets into our atmosphere. We did have a manual docking when we arrived at the space station. Our Soyuz spacecraft reverted into a manual mode because we had a problem with one of our thrusters. But thankfully, we haven't encountered any really bad emergency situations. Over.
Hi, my name is Hannah. What made you want to go to the space station for such a long time? Over.
Hi, Hannah. Well, it's an absolute dream come true to go to space, a real privilege. So as far as I'm concerned, 6 months is a great amount of time to be on board the space station. And of course, we don't get to choose our missions. We go on the missions that we get sent on. Over.
Wow, Timothy, thank you so much. We got through all of our questions. Those were fabulous answers. We thank you so much, and we sure appreciate seeing you live. Over.
Well, it's wonderful to talk to you this afternoon, and I hope you guys have a great day and a great week, and I'm just glad I could share a few minutes of life on board the International Space Station with you. Over.
Timothy, we have a message for you in just a second. We're just getting the kids prepared. Over. Over.
NA1SS, this is Victor Kilo, 4 Kilo, Hotel Zulu. Really appreciate the time and effort you've put in there today, Tim. And the students at Briar Green are very appreciative for everything that you've done for them. Over.
Thanks very much, Shane. Great talking to you. And thanks for all your help in setting it up. And, yeah, goodbye to everybody at Briar Green School. Have a great day. Over.
Okay, 73's Tim. All the best to you. And safe trip back home. This is VK4KHZ now clear.
Well, congratulations, everybody in Nepean, Ontario. Way to go, Briar Green Public School. Give yourselves a big round of applause.
Boys and girls, I'd like you to know that this is the first time ever in Canada that we've had a live feed, that you've been able to see the astronaut while you're speaking to him. So, again, you've made history.
Okay, Brian, go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is indeed a great moment in history. Congratulations to everybody. Amateur radio station VK4KHZ in Glendon, Queensland, Australia, operated by Shane Lind, VK4KHZ, contacted Tim Peake, KG5BVI, aboard the International Space Station, talking with students at Briar Green Public School in Nepean, Ontario. Congratulations to everybody involved. Indeed, give yourselves one more huge round of applause. Make it loud. A special thanks go out to your mentors, Steve and Laurie McFarlane, and to our radio operator, Shane Lind in Australia. Please give them a huge round of applause. And ARIS would like to thank John S., AG9D, for the rebroadcast of today's contact on the IRLP and Echolink systems. Now for the international volunteer team of ARIS, including radio amateur satellite corporations around the world, the American Radio Relay League, the CSA, ESA, JAXA, NASA, and Roscosmos. This is Brian Jackson, the E6JBJ amateur radio operator, sending you greetings from my end of the phone to all of you in amateur radio terms. 73, your best wishes.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Shane, very much. Talk soon.
No problem.